Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
WLHR.
This WLHR podcast is brought to you by names. Names. Use them for nouns.
Welcome back to the Philip LeBlanc Show. I'm Philip LeBlanc, your host for this edition of the Philip LeBlanc Show. Today on the show, former President Donald Johnson Trump is once again facing legal jeopardy, this time in the state of Georgia. It seems that when Trump called the Secretary of State of Georgia, John Raffensperger, and requested that the election results be falsified in order to give Trump victory in the presidential election, well, that might have been a crime. However, the conspiracy to overturn the election by lying about it has become a tangled web of political instigators, duplicitous state officials, and outside agitators. Here with me today to discuss the who's who and the what's what of the big lie is Arthur Therapy, the host of the Trump-based true crime podcast, Sweet Fucking Jesus, I Cannot Believe All of This Shit Was Allowed to Happen. Welcome to the show, Arthur.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Arthur, there are a lot of people who have been involved in Trump's big lie. Trump, of course, called John Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, and he reported that to his underling, John Raffensbaffle. And John Raffensbaffle spoke to John Raffenstaff, who works in the AG's office, to figure out whether or not this was a crime.
Absolutely. The biggest thing to remember here at every level is most of these things are crimes.
Oh, of course. There's a lot of people at play here, and it can get a little bit confusing. For example, one of the lesser-known people within Trump's orbit, John Raffenstilt, also spoke to John Raffensperger, and coincidentally enough, is a golfing partner with John Raffensbuck, who is also in the office of Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, so can we talk about John Raffensperger first? Now, this is a man who works in the office of Rudy Giuliani, which is actually the cleanest thing about him. John Raffensperger would show up to the golf club unannounced purely for conspiratorial purposes.
He also played golf with John Raffensperger,
yes,
who works as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I mean, of course, you're thinking, well, of course he does, right? But the thing is, nobody knew that until they started checking the records. In addition to being a liar and wandering onto golf courses, he's actually a very good golfer. And of course, when you get a hole in one, they put your picture up in the 19th hole at the bar. And he, unfortunately, during one of these meetings where they were asking whether or not they could turn the results of the election by murdering Hillary Clinton, who of course had lost the election 4 years previous, they were trying to figure out, would the murder of Hillary Clinton somehow provoke the election to go back into Trump's favor, right? Now, all of this was, of course, recorded because it was directly after he got a hole-in-one. So John Raffentalk, was a huge following on Parler, records the hole-in-one to show, hey, could liberals do this? Could liberals hit a hole-in-one?
A show of MAGA might.
Exactly. And so at that same time, they were detailing the plot of this conspiracy. So a classic problem. Don't record your crimes as you are conspiring them.
I believe that this plot to murder Hillary Clinton was suggested by John Raffenshank, who is a busboy at the 19th hole at this Georgia Country Club where John Raffenstoke and John Raffensfoot and also John Raffensheisen is known to be a member.
John Raffenshank, of course, you're thinking, oh, he's a busboy. So how did he become part of this? Well, to be clear, he is a busboy because he was disbarred due to his trying to sue the World Trade Center in 2002. He then tried to become a hedge fund manager, which didn't work out when he did not know what either a hedge or a fund was. He then took a new job as busboy at the 19th hole. But of course, his wheelings and dealings did not stop, as we know.
Raffenshank used to be an attorney, as some people might know. He was with the New York law offices of Raffenwright, Raffenopoulos, Raffenblick, and Raffensmill, and unsuccessfully tried to sue the World Trade Center after it had been destroyed.
He said it wasn't American enough. Had it been stronger and more American, it would have stood.
Unfortunately, it's not a crime to be un-American yet, which was, of course, a idea floated by John Raffenskopf, one of Trump's most mysterious and elusive advisors, a man cloaked in black who hides in the shadows and speaks only in whispers.
Yes, now, this man, we've seen the videos, the very few videos that I've come across, and he is, to put it mildly, creepy. All we know about him is we know his mailing address because it's where he gets crickets mailed to him every Monday and Tuesday. That's all we know.
Another person working within the Trump White House on the big lie, putting pressure on John Raffensperger and John Raffensperger and John Raffenstaff, is, of course, Trump legal analyst and one-time head of the White House Office for Legal Affairs, John Jacob Jingle Raffensperger.
Now, John Jacob Jingle Raffensperger is a very interesting character because he wavers back and forth. Now, we have a lot of what we know about some of his conspiracies because he actually recorded one of his meetings. They had a meeting at there's a restaurant that a lot of the Trump people like to go to. It's on Avenue U and Fifth Street. It's
Chili's.
Chili's, exactly, yes. And so at that Chili's, they were recording exactly what was happening. Now, John Jacob Jingle Raffensperger was worried that the plan to launch America into space would not work. He wasn't an engineer. He still is not an engineer. But he had the inkling, perhaps we can't do this, right?
Now, this is a conspiracy theory to launch America into space?
Well, the problem is the border wall wasn't quite working as well as Trump wanted, in that it wasn't a wall along the border. So what he thought is, well, what if we had no border? Now, of course, the only way to have no border is to be in space, right? The plan was once you get up into space, no borders, no worries about any sort of immigration. This was also going to be a huge boondoggle for one of Trump's closest friends, Joanna Raffenspohr, who, as you know, owns Blast-Em-Off Rockets, which is the buy-your-own rockets company. You know,
the disposable rocket for the person on the go.
Exactly, right? We've all seen the commercials. You always forget how many of these executives, especially these kind of, you know, MyPillow-style executives, fell into the Trump orbit.
This also explains how Joanne's Raffensperger became the head of the Space Force, an agency which we do not have any need for.
Exactly. And by the way, that Space Force assignment, she actually gets paid in stock for other companies. It's one of the few government jobs where they said, we are going to pay you in stock in Trump companies.
Now, Arthur, is that a crime? Because honestly, at this point, I'm not sure what a crime is.
You know, I'm going to answer that the same way we always do on our podcast. With me saying, oh, that's absolutely a crime, baby. We have a recording of me doing that, and there's effects on it. But when you listen to the podcast, you get it.
Yes, it's what we call in the radio business a bumper. It's a pre-recorded bit that we play while we're recording the show so that we can add a little bit of continuity from show to show and a little bit of spice that keeps things interesting.
Exactly.
But you were talking about some sort of important news item.
Yes, the most important thing in the news, actually, in the last couple of days, is the revelation that Trump himself was ordering a series of trench coats so that he could exit the White House in secrecy as if he, and then Ivana on top of him, to make people think they were a child. Now, again, I know it's the logic is reversed here, but you have to remember, this is Trump logic, right?
Who's famously known for playing fifth dimensional chess with us in the media. So you're saying that he and Ivana, his now deceased ex-wife?
His now deceased ex-wife, yes, exactly.
They had to get a trench coat made that would hold two adult humans.
It was 14 feet long, yes.
And she was on top of his shoulders, or was he on top of her shoulders?
Well, that was one of the sticking points. Trump said, I will not be under any woman. I don't want no bleep, bleep, bleep on top of me.
That sounds like our former president.
Exactly, yes. Right? But so, of course, the plan was they walk out. People think, oh, that's two children in a trench coat. Therefore, it cannot be the president. And then he would scurry off somewhere else.
And this was meant to confuse folks to say, like, oh, there goes a 7 or 8 foot tall child with some sort of grotesque Donald Trump mask upon his head, trying to pass as an adult, possibly to go buy cigarettes or gain access to an R-rated film.
Exactly. At one point, they were going to push a mower out so that people would think it was the child mowing the White House lawn from that famous photo.
From the meme I see from posted a lot, yes.
Many of the conspiracies are meme-based, to be clear.
Oh, of course. Well, Arthur Therapy, thank you so much for helping us unconfuse the big lie and figure out who is connected to who and why. Of course, you can listen to more of all of this analysis on Sweet Fucking Jesus, I Cannot Believe All of This Shit Was Allowed to Happen, the podcast co-hosted by Arthur Therapy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stick around, everybody. Coming up on the show, what feels nicer, a cotton t-shirt or a cotton poly blend? Your calls after this.
This WLHR podcast was produced by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova and supported by members of patreon.com/lefthandedradio. Thank you.
Oh, that's absolutely a crime, baby.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.